morning, il tutto mondo. That should be a clue. You're listening to On the Menu with Ann and Peter Haig, and where have you in Modena, Italy, and environs?
Right.
And, yes, and we went there specifically to see our dear friend and our chef hero, Massimo Bottura, and we had a wonderful, wonderful lunch at Osteria Francescana, his restaurant that ranks number 3 in the whole entire world, and got to see the renovation that we had never seen before, which it's a beautiful, beautiful, very serene space. Lots of really quality artwork. He's great eye. He's a great ear. His playlist is wonderful, and the food is superb.
And later on in this program, we'll be talking to the chef who is Massimo's partner at another restaurant venture in Modena. So don't be sure to stay with us so you don't miss out on that. But first, we made a fascinating journey out into the countryside, to the banks of the Po River, which is a very famous river in northern Italy, still in Emilia-Romagna, but pretty close to the edge, to seek out the world's maestro of culatello.
Yeah, I call him the king of culatello.
There we go.
And how many people can say that they've met the king of culatello?
There you go.
And his name is Massimo Spigaroli.
And we OD'd on his product, and also
on the
other wonderful things that happened at a ancient palace, which his family used to work at, but which he now owns. It's a fascinating story. You won't want to miss it. So stay right here while you hear from Massimo Spigarola and his translating friend.
Spigaroli. Until we found an article describing this place, we did not know there existed Antica Corta Pallavicina. And now that we're here, we wonder why we never knew before. It is a most marvelous place, and we're going to be talking about the place itself, a wonderful foodstuff called culatello, and also talking to Massimo Spigaroli, a genius chef who is the master of that technique. Massimo, can you please tell us, where exactly are we? Where is the Antica Corta Pallavicina?
Siamo al centro della pianura padana. Diciamo che siamo al nord dell'Italia e è un castello in riva al fiume dove per secoli hanno continuato a tenere tutte le pezioni dei nostri lotti nelle nostre cantine, ma anche è un sistema unico che parte dal contado, quindi da tutto quello che è l'agricoltura attorno, da quello che è l'allevamento degli animali, da quello che sono i nostri frutti, da quello che sono le nostre verdure, e per fare poi una cucina che io definisco tutta mia.
We are here in north of Italy, in a castle along the Po River, along the river, the bench of Po River, and it was built in the 1320. It's been so in the medieval time, and we basically take all the farm's life that was around in that time. We make it ours. We make it in a Norway, in our own way, and to bring a cuisine and a way of cook that Chef Massimo's tell by itself that is just an own kind of cuisine that nobody can do it any other way.
Now, I read the story of this property, and it reads like a fairy tale about how the chef's great-great-grandparents worked as sharecroppers for Verdi, I believe. Well, I want to get into it. Have Chef tell us the story.
Sì, mio bisnonno Carlo, lavorava in un podere che si chiama ancora oggi Pianta d'Or, che era del maestro Giuseppe Verdi. E lì loro facevano i contadini, ma in inverno andavano a macellare i maiali, quindi andavano a fare i norcini a domicilio. E quello importante che succedeva era che i salumi che venivano, diciamo, fatti per il maestro erano proprio fatti del mio bisnonno Carlo.
His grandfather Carlo worked in a field called the Piantador. That's even today it is called the Piantador, the Piantador field that was run by Giuseppe Verdi, and they work the field, and in the winter time they go house by house, home by home, to slaughter the pigs.
Property is very special. It is a relais and chateau property, which all over the world is a sign of excellence. Just take a minute before we talk about this really important food issue and tell us about the amenities to be found here at this property.
È un posto particolare perché la ristrutturazione è stata fatta con molta attenzione, una ristrutturazione che è durata 20 anni di grandi lavori, ma più che altro 20 anni di pensieri, 20 anni di cercando di non andare a perdere quella che è la nostra tradizione diciamo anche nella costruzione. Quindi abbiamo mantenuto i soffitti originali, li abbiamo solo puliti e mantenuti, le pareti sono ancora diciamo dipinte con colori a calce, quindi non essenze moderne, e poi abbiamo fatto delle piccole strutture moderne che sono i bagni eccetera, però senza andare a distruggere quello che era il passato, che è la storia importante di questo palazzo.
The workings and the room, what makes special the room is the long work behind what we've done, because it takes 20 years to restore all the palace and bring on all the rooms all the things, and we just stay with some classic things in the rooms, like the ceiling is the original one, it's just restored, but it is the original one, like in all the lounges that you can find, everything is just restored, we change nothing, and we even in the rooms we put some modern things. Some other things, and we create some facilities, like the bath, but with the classic style, not so with too modern. We don't like it in a sense.
I wanted to point out that the charm of the place is difficult to describe, and the different opportunities for habitation, for suites, will be spelled out, I believe, on the website. And you wanted to say the website, can I say www.acpallavicina.com, and that will spell out the particulars of the suites and rooms available to you, Peter.
Now, the property has gone through some interesting times, including, I think, a flood of the river, which is inclined to do that, and there are some pictures of that. That we see in the courtyard, but the most significant thing is the plaque that you see on the right hand side as you walk in to the gate of the property, where Massimo placed tribute to all the people who came before him and who had a part of the dream, but he was the one who made the dream a reality. Now, at another level altogether, another wonderful piece of reality is that in this castello you can actually go upstairs to bed. Because the suite we are in, indeed, a bed in the loft, so we are going to take 15 steps to bed this evening.
If we're talking about things that are very particular, let's talk a little bit about this chef, Massimo Spigaroli. Massimo is sort of the king, you would call it, of the salumi, and particularly of the culatello. But Massimo, you demonstrated a genius for cooking at a very early age, and I'd like to know, you were viewed as a protege. You did everything so young, at 15, at 16, at 17. Tell us something about your history.
Sì, io fin da ragazzo sono sempre stato uno di quelli, diciamo, guardati a vista, quindi alla fine ho sempre avuto l'attenzione di tutto, mi sono sempre dato da fare. Parto come ragazzino che vuole andare a fare una professione, farò la scuola alberghiera in un attimo, ma più che altro poi girerò un po' quelli che sono i posti più importanti, in Italia e all'estero dove apprendere il mestiere di cuoco, il mestiere di ristoratore, il mestiere di hotellerie. Cosa molto importante perché il mio sogno di vita è sempre stato quello di gestire quella che era l'attività di famiglia, che era quella di ristorazione.
He always wanted to be a chef. He started from a little guy, a little guy who was watched everything he was doing, but that he wants to do this kind of things, this job. And so it started from the school, from the hotellerie school, and then it started work all the way through Italy to see and to take chef by chef to see what the others can do. And then, because he wanted to going on the works of the family, the work, the business, the family business, like as we say, and he wants to go on with the restoration and with the cuisine.
Well, it's a true marvel, and I believe the world makes tracks for your door just to experience this wonderful culatelle. Just for those who don't know what it is, please explain what it is, and also can people see it being made here and also purchase it? But what is culatello?
Allora, il culatello è culatello di zibello, che è una DOP, ma più altro io quando vado in giro e quindi vado ad imparare quella che è la mia professione, quella di fare il cuoco, vedrò che in tante altre parti dell'Italia e del mondo ci sono dei prodotti, diciamo, secondo me, di minor valore, ma molto più raccontati. E quindi da lì c'era una ricerca per valorizzare il mio territorio e il culatello di zibello ne è l'espressione, diciamo, più importante. Il culatello di zibello è un prodotto che esce dalla coscia del maiale, da una coscia del maiale si prendono le parti più importanti e dopo è il microclima, i saperi delle genti, il nostro territorio, le nostre cantine che lo fanno diventare il salume più importante al mondo.
For talking about what part of the culatello is, he was talking about that we are under a brand that is the culatello from zibello for to preserve us for the not original one. And the point about what make the workings on the culatello is that it was going through Italy and look that there are some products that was more that has more commercial, but it was little less valuable than the culatello. So he sees in this kind of products the way to just to renovate all the territory in the nearby. Also, the culatello is taken from a part of the leg, from the upper part of the leg, and you take all the best parts of it, then you put it in the bladder, and then there are all the generation, all the know-how of the people that can make this kind of job, and just keep going through from the lab to the end of the season.
Yes, I read where he said it takes intuition, patience, and experience to produce this. And I want to add, and I hope that you, the chef, understands that I have eaten lots and lots of pork, but the entrecote of pork and the lardo served with it was absolutely the best thing I've ever tasted in my whole life.
È un piatto molto importante che passa però da una ricerca che solo noi possiamo fare, perché parte dall'allevamento del maiale, un maiale nero, antico, che alleviamo quasi 3 anni, quindi un maiale che poi viene castrato in piccola età, come fosse un bue, e quindi allevato per circa 3 anni, una razza antica che ha la carne rossa, quindi scura, e quindi possiamo cuocerla come fosse una carne di bue, quindi appena bagnata, segnata. Ma l'altra cosa importante è che alla fine viene, diciamo, tenuta a frollire, una frollitura di circa 120 giorni. E questo lo permette solo questa carne importante, che prima viene leggermente salata.
Yeah, because it's a plate, it's a recipe that has come from a long research, because it is from the black pig. From the black pig, that is the most ancient race of this territory. So it's a very soft meat because it stays for at rest for like 120 days. So it's very soft, so you can cook it like a stick, so just a tiny, just a little bit. Also, the eggs are grown for 3 years in our farm, and they are castrated. They are castrated very young, so they're grown 3 years, and that's why they are so big. That's why they are so big. They're like the oaks, more than like oaks than a pork.
Well, now, the options for eating are much more extensive than just what I've talked about. You have seasonal menus, you have an a la carte menu, and you have what I would call themed tasting menus. We're now in autumn and winter. Could you ask Chef to explain what some of these tasting menus are? And then afterwards, I want him to talk about some of the individual dishes. First tasting.
Per me è una grande soddisfazione pensare al menù un anno per l'altro, un anno prima, perché noi pensiamo già a che verdure seminare, pensiamo a quali saranno i polli o il pollame che ci servirà, se mi servirà, se dovrò mettere il coniglio nel menù autunnale, dovrò pensarci l'anno prima, far nascere più conigli. Se dovrò mettere il cappone, dovrò fare i capponi. Se dovrò, diciamo, in autunno mettere nel menù l'oca, dovrò, diciamo, prendere le oche piccole ed allevarle. E questa è tutta una costruzione mia personale, insomma. Il menù viene ragionato l'anno prima, dove si comincia a pensare alla materia prima che servirà poi per l'anno dopo. E la stessa cosa poi diventa molto importante, perché sono menù fatti con prodotti che provengono dalla nostra farm, ma più che altro, quindi legati assolutamente al microclima e alla stagione che abbiamo in quel periodo.
So every tasting menu is made year by year, because naturally, and that's a thing about for us, because we have to understand and we have to know what kind of food and what kind of animals or vegetables we have to pick year by year, and to produce year by year. So maybe if you wanted to put the rabbits inside the spring menu, you have to know that you have to take some more rabbits for that time, and like this for the vegetables. So we made it year by year. Also, every vegetable, all the vegetables and all the animals is here by our farm. Is here in our farm, so we have it. It's all by the climates that we have here. So maybe some vegetables can be picked earlier or later, because naturally it's all here. So it depends on the climate here.
Yes, I saw the garden, and I noticed you still have a lot of fennel, finocchio, lots and lots of finocchio, doing much better than mine did in my garden. Is there possibly three dishes from this a la carte menu that Chef would like to explain in detail to our listeners to entice them to come to the restaurant?
Bene, del culatello ne abbiamo già parlato, quindi è sicuramente un salume molto importante, ma ad esempio in questo momento c'è un piatto molto semplice che mi piace, che è un uovo delle nostre galline, che sono ancora a guscio bianco, antiche razze, che viene fatto poi con una purea di patate e del tartufo nero che viene trovato nella nostra farm. E poi dopo mettiamo i fegatini, diciamo, dei polli, che poi vengono, diciamo, macellati, eccetera. Poi in più un altro risotto importante, un altro piatto importante, che è un risotto. Siamo noi legati alla famiglia Verdi, 2013 nasce Giuseppe Verdi, 2813 nasce Giuseppe Verdi, e quindi adesso siamo nel 2013, quindi 200 anni dalla nascita del maestro. E quindi dedichiamo quindi questo risotto, che chiamiamo la Giuseppe Verdi, che è fatto con le verdure dell'orto, che viene mantecato con burro e formaggio, ma in più viene messo anche il culatello, diciamo, sopra. Poi un altro piatto, diciamo, da racconto, importante, è una faraona, sempre quindi del nostro pollaio, che viene cotta, ricoperta di culatello, ma dentro la terra del fiume che viene impastata e avvolge questa faraona.
We have one plate for every course. So we have, for the starter, we talk about the egg. The egg on yes, no, sorry. We have the egg from our farm from the ancient race and on a puree of potatoes. Potatoes where we had some interior parts by poultries and the truffle. We put it on the plate, the truffle that you can find on our farm too. Then we have the risotto that we call the Giuseppe Verdi way, and it's like because Giuseppe Verdi was born in 1830, and we are very tied history to Giuseppe Verdi. So here in the 2013, we dedicated to the bicentenary. We dedicated a risotto for him. Then it's like a classic risotto, but with some culatello on it. And then for the meats, we have the guinea thin with the culatello all over the animal. Also cut it in front of you. This kind of thing is cooked in the clay in a very antique way, in the clay of the Po River.
Well, this is magnificent, exceptional, and I can't recommend enough for you all to come and have this experience.
And just as a wonderful surprise, when you get here, there are some wine secrets which you won't give away, except to say that they're only made here from grapes that are grown nearby. There's a pink sparkling one, there are some others, wines you will never have heard of, but you will want, once you will want to have all the time once you've sampled them. I want to know why all our great chef friends in this part of the world are called Massimo.
Questo è un posto che io dico ha molto successo perché è rimasto quello che era, sia il restauro, la nostra cucina, la materia prima. Il nostro pensiero è quello di far conoscere il nostro territorio per quello che è, senza trasformarlo, senza sotterfugi, con tanta sincerità, e quindi sia le camere sia il palazzo è ancora come era stato, diciamo, ideato e pensato dai marchesi Pallavicino quando l'hanno costruito nel 1320.
Probably the key of our success and why this place it's so gorgeous. It's because everything remains the same as it was in origin. All the farm, all the castle, everything was like everything it is like it remains in the 1320. So everything is like the original.
Ma più che altro non abbiamo mai cercato di cambiare niente, abbiamo mantenuto queste cantine che da quasi 700 anni stagionano culatelli, le altre appena di fianco che stagionano il parmigiano reggiano, l'altra del vino, e quindi questo è un mondo incantato, un mondo che si è fermato, che possiamo ancora vedere, diciamo, con una mentalità diversa che è quella attuale.
And also nothing has changed even for the cellar. For the cellar where we age culatello from 700 years, from the nearby cellars for the parmesan cheese, and then the one for the wine. So it's like a very magical place. It's a very magical way that we can actually see with the minds of today.
And we'll be back with the story of a new restaurant in Modena right after the break.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
And we're back, and what's next, Mrs. Haig? What's next?
Oh, yeah. A very dear, dear new friend here is Marta Pulini, who partners with, and she, I mean, she is a chef. She actually cooked in New York for 15 years, but we talk about that with her. But she partnered with Massimo Bottura for a more casual venue. It's called Franceschetta 58. And I loved the food, and it was just such a pleasant environment. We chatted and chatted and chatted with Marta, and join us in listening to how she organizes her attitude towards food in this wonderful, charming little place. Well, eating is something we should be trained well to do since we do so much of it. Yesterday, we had a 3.5-hour luncheon at Osteria Francescana, and today we came to the little sister of Osteria Francescana called Franceschetta Cinque Otto, which is the street address, I believe. And we're going to be talking to the chef here, which is a much more casual concept. Meet Marta Pulini. Marta, welcome to On the Menu.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about your background. You spent 13 years in New York cooking.
Yes, I did. Yes, I spent 13, maybe even more, in New York, working first for Bice. In 54th Street between Madison and 5th. Then I went to open Bice in Paris, so I've been in Paris. Then I came back to New York because Pino Luongo called me up to go to run to be executive chef at Le Madri. So I went there, and then I stayed 13 actually more years in New York, working for Pino, doing all the openings of the new restaurants like Le Madri, Med 61, Tuscan Square, then went to Coco Pazzo, and then Centolire. So about every 3 other years I was doing a new restaurant, a new concept, working with him. Then I became grandmother, so I decided to come back to Italy because I had grandkids and I didn't want to live so far away forever. So I decided to come back. So about 7-8 years ago, I came back to Modena.
And you're now in partnership with running this more casual concept. I have two questions to ask, actually. One, I'm just interested in how you adjust to Modena after living right in the middle of Manhattan, or at least in New York.
Actually, it's very hard. I'm not used yet. Even now are almost 10 years that I'm in Modena. But so here I work a lot because I work in this restaurant. I work for my catering business that I have in Modena called Bibendu. Plus, I have my family, so I enjoy my family, my kids, and this is just in my free time. That is not a lot because I work a lot and I travel because the catering is mainly in Milan. So I have to go back and forth with Milan, and the rest of the time I spend in Franceschetta. So I don't have a lot. But this is the only way that I can live in Modena. Otherwise, I really miss New York a lot. I got also the American citizenship, so I have 2 passports, yes. Because I'm really in love with New York and America, and so I feel almost more American than Italian. But,
well, I mean, I can't even imagine an environment, a community more different than New York and Modena, although Modena is lovely too. But you are busy, and this has caught on very well, this the Franceschetta Cinque Otto. Tell us what the concept is. I know it's more casual, but specifically, there are other items that separate this out from other casual restaurants.
What I thought when I decided to pick up this restaurant, make a restaurant, not really a restaurant, but a place to go and enjoy the food in a little different way, like more having tasting, having not just big portion, but taste, not taste like a tasty menu, but, you know, like a middle size and having the ability to share the food, so having just coming friends and have many plates and share the food so they can taste more. And so I love to have many tastes of different food instead of having a big plate of one food. So I try to make something that is good for me, and I hope is good also for other people. So in this way I did menu make like with different compartments where he have the appetizer like cold cuts and cheeses. Then he have a vegetable and soup. Then I have meat and fish, my few dishes. All the prices are the same across the menu. All the dishes cost €8.50 per dish, starting from the appetizer to the dessert. So you know exactly what you're going to spend, because if you have one course, you have €8.50, two courses, you have €17, plus €3 of for the bread, the seed, and that's it. So it's very easy, even for young people. They know that they come over here, they know exactly what they're going to spend. So in this way, I have the clientele is very mixed, since young boys and girls through people that older people, because it's a very easy concept, and the food is very clean, very quality ingredients, very good quality ingredients, and it's cooked very simple. I love a very simple cuisine, like not too many ingredients in the same dish. And
I wanted you to expand on, you have like the ultimate quality of each individual element. Tell us about the mozzarella.
We have mozzarella that is Massimo gave me the address of this place, of the consortium of mozzarella di bufala. So I called them up and they sent me the mozzarella from directly from Naples, and I have fresh mozzarella coming, and it's really a different thing. It's really, really good. So this is what I try to do, just to have very, since, so starting with very good ingredients. Then I don't like to manipulate the food too much, so I try to have very simple cooking, braised food, or I use the Rohner, the thermostatic, like the sous vide cooking that I really appreciate, because I think the food stays very clean, very moist, so I try to do that. And simple flavors, you know, starting from the food from my area and other Italian regions, because I don't want to stay closed just to this area that is very important, and I like it. But there are so many other regions with delicious food over in Italy, all over Italy, that, you know, also I pick up ideas from other regions.
Our listeners love to hear details about food. Could you go through some of the items that we just tasted and talk about the ingredients and what the dish is about?
So I have food from my region that are all the cold cuts that are between the best cold cuts of the area, from Massimo Pezzani of Anticardenga. Then I have cheeses at this time, because I rotate a little bit. At this time I have cheeses from Giolito, from Bra, that he's pick up all the cheeses for Italy, everywhere. And also Massimo Pezzani has all his cold cuts in Italy. I try to have very simple dish, but very representative. Like, I don't know, I have duck legs, but I cook duck legs with the mandarin clementine juices, fresh juice. And so I put a little bit of cardamom seeds, just very simple, but I think very tasty, with a piece of clementine. Then I have as a fish, I have baby squid that are so tender. I cook them so sous vide, and in extra virgin olive oil, just a little bit of rosemary, and then I braised with a little bit of tomatoes and peas, like an old recipe from my grandmother, like, you know, squid with peas and tomato. And then I use the cod, but the cod I use the Raffles cod, that is a special cod that is very thick, very moist, very absolutely doesn't dries up, you know. So I I know that this is the best. I use the best, and then I put in a, I wrapped in a clear paper, and I put some beets and chickpea and the morsels of this bacala, and then bake in the oven. And I think so. This is the way that I try to cook. Very easy, not to elaborate, but at the same time, very tasty flavors and very nice ingredients, you know. Of course, on the menu, I have many ingredients that are from this area, like Parmigiano Reggiano from the Vacche Bianche, like a white cows that is a very old breed that also disappeared, that now is coming back. They're trying to have it back. And that is really, really good. And then, of course, balsamic vinegar, that is a specialty of Modena. Then we have few dishes like, you know, cappelletto, that is the same, almost the same meat of the zampe, but in a small triangle. It's just a individual portion. Small triangle with skin, pork skin, with inside the meat of the zampone. That is slowly cooked and is very, very tasty and very nice, special from Modena. And then we have the tagliatelle con ragù, made in the very, very old way, like a grandmother and grandmother was doing, cooked like 3-4 hours slowly on the fire. So we try to have you know, specialty from our region, for our you know, area. Other things coming, of course, the cold cuts that are coming from our region, actually area, because Modena and Parma, so are this area, and then things coming from other region, Italian region, that I think it's worth it to taste.
Now you have a selection of wines and champagnes and beers. What kinds of wines do you handle?
Actually, the wines are selected from Beppe Palmieri, that is the sommelier in Francescana and the maître d' in Francescana, and he chose the wines for us, and he really make focus on all wines, very pure, no sulfites, so very natural, very natural. And it's not a big selection, very, you know, very nice wines, and with really paying attention in also a value, because over here I have the prices are pretty low, so I have to give a right value, like, you know, price versus quality.
Well, and the environment is so cheerful and bright, and it's just welcoming. It's just a great place to go. And of course, you have a website which we will list for you. Do you need reservations?
Yes, we do, because it's a small place. We have 40 seats. Us, the big desk where can accommodate about 10 more people. But so it's very easy to fill it up very, very fast. So it's much better to make reservation. And we try to accommodate everybody. But in Italy it's difficult to have two seating, because everybody come around 8:39, and then they stay all overnight until midnight. So.
Now you're going to be back in New York in a couple of weeks, Oh, where will you go to eat?
Actually, I'm asking all my friends the new address, because, you know, new openings, because every time I know that there are new openings, so I want to go and try new restaurants to pick up new ideas, because, of course, I think that, you know, you have always to pick up ideas from other people, because something new, something different, more energy, more, you know, Modena is a small town, so it's more difficult to have either you have in your mind or otherwise you have, you know, you have to go around and check what other people do, and then you make in your own way.
You're so sensible. And you run a very efficient ship here. I thank you very, very much for taking us under your wing as well. I think you tend to do that a lot. And have a happy trip. And continued good success with your businesses.
Thank you.
Oh, we should just add, days of the week you are open.
We are open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner. Lunch, we have a very easy formula that is like 15 euro all included buffet, including everything, all you can eat beside drinks. And for dinner, the regular menu, and is open 7:30 until 11. The kitchen is open. And then you can stay, of course, if you want a little more. And we are closed on Sunday, all the day.
Great. Well, thank you so much once again. As Anne said, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you a happy visit to New York City. Most of all, we wish you a wonderful winter season here in Modena, and we hope that the weather is better than it is today. In England, we would say cats and dogs. I don't know what do you say in Italy?
Well, piove a dirotto. A dirotto.
I don't know what a dirotto means, but a lot. Without stopping. Okay, well, that's exactly what it's doing tonight, right, sweetheart?
It's raining.
But we don't care.
Oh, we don't care. he's making me say that. I care. I don't like the rain. Anyhow, we've had a wonderful time.
We don't care because we're inside and we had a wonderful time. That's why we don't care. I don't know why you didn't figure that one out. And right after the break, you get not only an excellent restaurant suggestion in Modena, but an absolutely, utterly charming place to stay as well.
Which is where we're staying next time we go.
Yeah, so don't go away while Alessandra talks about Alessandro and Antonio and Mon Cafe and Quattro Piano. But that's after the break.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
Sometimes one can travel the world before returning home and finding a dream come true, which is probably the case with Alessandro Bertoni and his partner Antonio De Resta. Alessandro, we're going to be talking to you about this, and your dream is a business in your hometown of Modena, which consists of both a cafe restaurant, Mon Cafe, which we've just enjoyed, and also a unique quarters, a B&B called Quarto Piano, which is fourth floor. I thought at first it meant four floors, but it's not. You'll tell us about two rooms on the fourth floor. Let's start with Mon Cafe. Let's start actually before Mon Cafe. Let's talk about your long history working abroad, working in different countries, working in different kinds of restaurants, and your whole restaurant experience. Tell us a little bit about your background.
I started very young with the school in Modena. Sara Mazzoni is a special school that forms a young guy with this professionally services in restaurant and hotels, hotellerie. And I make the first two years there in Sara Mazzoni, and I made also the third years of especially professional courses. After I finished the school, I decided to go away from Modena, and I found with my friends this restaurant in London, where I had my first experience for 2 months in two-star Michelin, Chenico 19 Park Lane. And it's been a very special experience for me that I decided to go back, finish the school, and back to London again, where we had a contact with this Italian restaurant in Manchester, where I started work there with my friend for 2 years. And this was very special experience because it permits me to start learning important language, quite is English, and very opening my mind to new experience and to my job, quite is really completely important. So I had that experience, and after I left England for be in for restaurant beach in Amsterdam, where I worked there for 1 year and a half, and I moved with the same company in Monte Carlo also for 6 months again, and I back to Amsterdam again. So it's been very important experience because it permit me to learn in English and to know about more culture, and this is really important. So I decided to come back to Modena, and where I've been working for 2 years at Ristorante Fini, and traditional, really traditional food of Modena, when after I also went in Francescana for my birthday night, and I fall in love with this new project with Massimo Bottura at the Francescana, and I decide to start a new experience there. So I worked with Massimo Bottura at the Francescana for 8 years in Modena, and it's there where I met Antonio at the restaurant, and he started a relation with talking about a project. He's been working for Maserati cars, a factory in Modena. And when we start to speaking together about the project, and we decide to try to open a very little place where we wanted to make something more, something little, something make with nice food. And so the cafeteria was something that we want to try. So we find a place in Modena, not far from Francescana, just in the backside. And we took this little space in the shop. The lady, she had the shop. She gave us the possibility to open a little cafeteria. And we did it. So everything started really a little project and became every single year a little bit much bigger. So this why it's...
It's really very interesting that you should say that, Alessandro, because most people that we talk to who spend the length of time you have in the business of being in restaurants are chefs. And you have always been, although I'm sure you probably cook quite well, modestly you would say, but you're a front of house guy from the beginning. And through all of this time, your specialty has been making sure that the public in your restaurant was happy with what was going on.
Yes, exactly. It's something that became a special also to do something little and prove that people can do better, can do something more nice.
You said something very interesting when we were talking earlier during the time we took you away from all the rest of your customers, that the reason that you started working at Francescana was that after you went there for your birthday, a good friend Massimo talked to you and said, what are you doing? Why don't you come here?
It was a really strange situation because something happened really few seconds. And I don't know what happened to me, but I started to believe a new dream. This is what every time move yourself something. And when he looked in my eyes, I was looking in his eyes, I would say, okay, I want to do it. I don't know what happened, actually, but I knew that I was doing the right things, so I just starting in this.
We call that kismet, fate. But the result of it is this wonderful little restaurant cafe called Mon Café. And first of all, it's the atmosphere. It's intimate. We had a wonderful lunch, although you're open all day long, and that's you'll tell us about that because it serves a community niche here. And everybody comes in and is happy, and there's interacting among the tables. The atmosphere is so important. What did you want to achieve with this comfortable, wonderful, snug atmosphere?
Yes, every time we were thinking about this project, we was standing in a bar cafe and we was looking at each other and saying, why we want to do something more familiar? Some place that when you see it and just have a coffee, there's a nice mood, a nice light, nice color, just make you feel like home. This is the secret, what we want to do. So I know this is hard to do because, you know, it's always you have to be in the place, you have to, but it's the best things. I mean, you have what you want to do and what you believe to do, really special.
As I said, you're open all day long. It's not just lunch and dinner. Anybody who wants to have breakfast can do that as well. And Peter, you said...
I just wanted to add that listeners better be careful because Sunday evening and all day Monday, Alessandro and Antonio do something different, like resting. And if you're going to come on Saturday at lunchtime, make a reservation because the space was absolutely packed. So it's just like I want to avoid the disappointment sometimes you and I get when we find a place and we realize we would like to go there and then it's the wrong day of the week because they're closed or they're full.
Now, part of this is atmosphere and all kinds of personal touches such as this wonderful hanging, I guess it's the chandelier, it's a great wreath of twigs. You have this artistic talent as well. So you have that personality injected in here. When I watched people coming in, they were all very anxious to have your food. I would describe your food and the menu as a traditional with personal touches that you encourage the chef to make. How would you describe it?
Well, this has been a very important Massimo let learn, teach us to do it little things. Don't do it so many. Do it little, but with really rigorous material. I mean, just buy a nice food and just treat like it's really important. So I want to do a very small menu because it's enough. I mean, you can have like 100 plates, but just one is interesting, and you can have like only 10 plates in the menu that all are interesting. So this is what we try to do. So the lucky is that we can buy a food in the morning and we can cook for our customers. I'm choosing natural things, simple plates, but do with the good food. This is the most important things.
Well, on this menu, you have salads, soup, spaghetti, risotto, veal tonnato, beef. I mean, you have a whole range of things, including very, very fresh fish. What are some of your most popular dishes?
Well, till the beginning, Antonio, this is my partner, business partner, is from the south and he's from Naples. And we discover a very long time ago a mozzarella cheese. This is come from south only two times in a week. On Tuesday and on Friday. So in the beginning was like our business card because the menu was more simple than now. There was like only like six or seven plates. But from the beginning, we choose this mozzarella to let the people know that if you want to have the nice special food, you can have it in Modena. So this is why we make a range with this producer that brings the mozzarella from the south to Modena every Tuesday and every Friday. And we serve the mozzarella till 48 hours, not more. So it's extremely fresh. So the people, when start to understand this process, they starting to give you more trust and they believe that you do something really, very mirated. So this is what we want to do. So mozzarella could be our most important plates.
Now, you also served as a vitella tonnato, and you said our vitella tonnato is different because many people cheat, and who knows what meat is underneath the tomato sauce. So you do something really dramatic. You turn it upside down.
Yes, this is what we want to let the people recognize what they gonna eat. This is very important. So you can mix the taste, or you can taste each part of the plate. This is another thing that Massimo Bottura teach us to do, really.
Well, I mean, we could go on. I mean, you already hit the point that you, whatever you get and put on, it's the best quality that you can put on, and your chef, or if it's a series of chef, whatever, I'm sure they have your direction. It's simply prepared, but very honest food. And now Peter was crazy about the lentil soup. Now, tell us the lentil story.
Well, this is another thing that you have many types of lentils in Italy, but there is one place very special where it's make lentils. It's Castelluccio. That is a really prestigious lentils. And it's of course you can recognize straightly if you know that they are from there, because they are more sweet, they are more tender, that's really perfect. And the soup, when it's made with special materials, it comes something different, of course. So this why this we choose also make a very simple food, but what as you say, Hannah, honesty food, because you have to treat the material as the most important thing. So this why we have a very simple plate, but make in the right way, I think.
We also loved your salads. They're so fresh. And I particularly was crazy about the puntarella because I always miss it. You don't get it outside of Italy the same. You never do. But this puts us in an interesting situation here is how did you move from this perfectly manageable little restaurant cafe owning a bed and breakfast?
Well, with those all things, it comes really in a strange way, because with Antonio, we didn't mention to make a bed and breakfast. It just happened. I bought my house, and I find my house after 2 years and a half of researching, and my place where to fall in love. And that it was the one apartment on the fourth floor, under the roof, on top of the roof. So, and there were two little apartments that we became just one. When we get there, we just look around and it was like little Paris in Modena. So we fall in love straightly and we say, okay, I have it. I got it. I found it my way. I found my dream. And they start the project. After, there was a little apartment next to us. There was, so of course, there was someone inside, and they decide to live, so they get free. So they, the same owner decide to sell in the sale apartment, and so we make the offers, and she say, yes, you can buy it. And so we try to unificate it to our apartment, but it was impossible, so we just decide to have a dependance. And after, with Antonio, we were, like, talking together. It was like, you know, with the star bright in your head, no? Like, oh, I have a deer. Why not make too little room? Just in case someone, it was, you know, our friend or someone testing. And after, we had the idea to make the bed and breakfast. And our house is a bed and breakfast. I mean, we want to share what we feel, what we want to do, what we, you know, just make you feel like a home. This is what we want.
Well, you make that work. And, I mean, I already know that you've been presented with other opportunities to expand, and you're very cautious about taking on more than you can handle. You don't want business to interfere with your life, but I predict that you're going to end up with more bed and breakfast and a flower shop, and possibly even more. We thoroughly enjoyed it. And listeners, if you want to experience true hospitality, you need to come to Mon Café in Modena and stay at Quarto Piano, also in Modena. And Alessandro, you've been a delight, and I really can't thank you enough.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
So there you have it. Modena, as Massimo Bottura says, the home of fast cars and slow food.
Yes.
Because for those of you who didn't know this particularly fascinating piece of trivia, both Maserati and Ferrari, producers of rather sleek, rather fast Italian automobiles of the past and just barely of the present, are actually both made here in Modena. So you can do cars as well, but mostly do wine and food and culatello and stroll around this wonderful city. You'll be sure to have a good time. And be sure to say hello to our old friends and new friends when you do that. And we'll see you again, same time, same place next week.
Bye-bye.